This is Vatican Radio. Canada's Environment Minister Catherine McKenna met with Pope Francis on Wednesday at the General Audience in St. Peter's Square. The minister has been in Italy to attend the G7 Environment Summit in Bologna and has participated in meetings at the Vatican to discuss the issues of migration and climate change. Before the meeting with the Pope, Minister McKenna spoke to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti.
Well, it's been really incredible to see the Vatican and the Pope's leadership on really important issues to Canadians. Environment and climate change is very important, but also issues relating to migrants and refugees and the sustainable development goals. And I mean, I think what I'll bring back is the opportunity for us to work very closely with the Vatican on issues that are very important to our government.
Prime Minister Trudeau's government is very committed to the environment issues. How important is the commitment of the Church and in particular of Pope Francis, in your opinion, to protect the environment and to face climate change and especially global warming?
Well, I think the leadership of the Pope has been extraordinary on the environment and climate change. And I think it's really important because we have to be talking to as many people as we can about the challenges that we face. We only have one planet, and we need to be working together. And I think that the Pope has a real opportunity to reach Catholics around the world and beyond to get them really to act and realize that every single thing you do has an impact on our planet, and we have to be very thoughtful about that. And also we have to be supporting poor people in less developed countries who are feeling the impacts of climate change already.
Pope Francis has repeatedly stated that taking care of the environment also means taking care of the poor. For the Pontiff, there is a link between environmental degradation and poverty. What do you think about that?
I couldn't agree more. It's actually really unfortunate that the people that are least able to protect themselves against the impacts of floods, of forest fires, of droughts, or a melting Arctic in Canada, are people who often live in poverty. In Canada, we've seen the disproportionate impact of climate change on our Indigenous peoples, in particular our Inuit in the north. And I think it's just a reminder that climate action is also very good social policy, that you need to be helping people so that they can adapt to the impacts of climate change.
Finally, a few days ago you were in Bologna for the G7 on the environment. Following the announcement of President Trump to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, what are the prospects, in your opinion, for the commitment to tackle climate change?
In spite of the position of the U.S. administration, which was extraordinarily unfortunate, everyone else is committed, and I've been really heartened to see not just other countries and my counterparts at the G7 committed to climate action, but you've seen states in the United States, you've seen cities, businesses, and people around the world understanding that this is our one chance. I have three children, and it's really about what kind of future we want.